Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hello, this is Tom Kutman with the Community Comment. I saw the best bumper sticker I've seen in a long time, and it was in Arcata, of all places. It read, Hillary for Prison 2016. I know that people, to a fault, blindly follow their candidates on both sides of the aisle, but if you are a Democrat, and more than 50% of the voters in Humboldt County are, please choose another candidate for the 2016 presidential election instead of Hillary Clinton. As taxpayers, we spend a lot of money to protect our nation's security. One of the ways we protect ourselves is making sure that our communications are safe and secure from those who want to harm the United States and murder our citizens. The government has an email server that has the best security that is technologically available, with layer upon layer of safety measures. It is mandatory that government officials use this system for all official correspondence. Yet Hillary Clinton made the conscious decision to put our country at risk by using her private email server. She doesn't care about national security. It is now feared that this email account was hacked. She put her personal agenda ahead of the safety of the citizens of the country she swore to protect with this serious breach of security protocol. This woman doesn't deserve to hold any public office whatsoever. Like the bumper sticker says, she should be in prison. I know that this makes those of you who are Clinton faithful angry, but remember, she is not Bill Clinton. Hillary Clinton was our Secretary of State when our embassy in Benghazi was attacked, and Ambassador Stevens was brutally murdered as he was drugged through the streets. He was tortured to death. Before this attack, Ambassador Stevens informed Obama and Clinton that our embassy was in danger from Al-Qaeda. He requested additional personnel and was told he would have to make do with what he had. Meanwhile, every other country closed their embassy because of the terrorist threat. Our flag was the only flag flying on that dreadful day. Why didn't we close our embassy too? Why didn't we send Ambassador Stevens the additional manpower? Once the attack began, our Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, failed to convene the counterterrorism security group as is required during these situations. Again, we should ask ourselves why. I believe the reason is that our president was in the middle of his re-election campaign, and his message was that Al-Qaeda was defeated. Closing the Benghazi embassy, convening the counterterrorism security group, or sending Ambassador Stevens additional personnel would be an admission that Al-Qaeda was in fact growing in strength right under our noses. The Americans who were brutally murdered that day died because of a political decision made by Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. They died so they could keep control of the White House. When the attack was underway, we didn't dispatch any resources to help these American citizens. Asked why, and Hillary said, what difference would it make anyway? Wow, we should have dispatched every resource we had, regardless of how long it would take to get there. This attack lasted for 8 hours. From Whitewater to Benghazi to her security lapse with her email server, all point to a person who should not be our president. I hope the Democrat Party realizes how dangerous and selfishly irresponsible Hillary Clinton is and nominate a different candidate to run for president. We need politicians who unite and protect our country, not divide it and cause Americans to needlessly die for political advantage. Hillary Clinton puts her own personal agenda ahead of American lives. She should be in the big house, not the White House. This has been Tom Kutman with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.